Timothy!
I need you to help tell people about our special honey sale. Stand here next to the basket of honey jars and say to everyone who walks by, good news! Buy one honey jar and get the second one free!
I can do that!
He asked Cubby Bear and Katie Collie to stand with him too. He put a sign around Katie's neck that said, honey for sale. Soon, a mom walked by pushing a little girl in a stroller.
Good news! Buy one honey jar and get the second one free!
I'm sorry, but I don't need any honey today. I'm looking for applesauce.
Next, a man walked by carrying a bag of tools.
Good news! Buy one honey jar and get the second one free!
Thanks, but I'm not here to buy honey. They called me to fix a leaky faucet.
Timothy looked at Katie and Cubby.
I guess no one wants a jar of free honey today.
I do! Can I have one, please? I'm so hungry standing by all this honey.
I'll ask Dad if we can have one later.
Suddenly, they heard a giggle. Lovey Lamb stood in front of them with a green bill in her mouth. She gave the bill to Timothy.
I'd like to buy some honey, please.
Lovey, you don't even like honey. And aren't you supposed to be in the petting zoo?
I'll get back to the petting zoo right away. But I want to buy a honey jar for Timothy and Cubby. They can have the free one, too.
Aw, thanks, Lovey.
Just then, a woman walked up.
I heard the good news. I will buy 3 jars of honey and get 3 free. I'm making cinnamon honey pancakes for a church breakfast.
Timothy smiled. He was starting to like sharing the good news.